WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers weren't the only famous Hollywood musical team of the 1930s. There was also Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy appearing in a series of operettas. Two of them are now available on DVD from Warner Archives. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the two couples achieved their success in quite opposite ways. Here's his review.
Around the same time that Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers were swinging their way into America's hearts with a snappy new American approach to movie musical comedy, another musical movie couple, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy, made a huge success bringing to the screen and enlivening a dying European tradition of sentimental musical romance we call operetta. Astaire and Rogers danced to tunes by Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, and that most American songwriter, Irving Berlin, who was actually born in Russia. Most of these were original scores written for them. MacDonald and Eddy used already familiar, even old-fashioned material by such European composers as Sigmund Romberg, Rudolf Frimmel, Victor Herbert, and even Noel Coward. Astaire and Rogers came to movies from vaudeville and Broadway, where they had to Americanize their names. Imagine a dance team called Austerlitz and McMath. MacDonald, her real name, also appeared on Broadway, while Eddy, his real name, came from the concert stage. Their singing is more formal and operatic. Both musical teams were immensely popular and tapped into the different kinds of romance audiences wanted. But operetta hasn't survived as well as musical comedy. The first commercial DVDs of Jeanette MacDonald Nelson Eddy operettas have only just been released. One is their very first film, Naughty Marietta, from 1935, based on a 1910 Victor Herbert operetta. As in several of their films, the plot concerns a European MacDonald coming to the United States. Here, she's a princess escaping in disguise to New Orleans from a loveless betrothal and falls in love with Eddy, a backwoods mercenary captain. Herbert's original score is pared down, but the songs are memorable, especially the famous Italian street song, Tramp, 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 I'm Falling in Love with Someone, and the iconic, surprisingly moving Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life, their public declaration of love at the moment they're forced to part. The other Jeanette McDonald Nelson Eddy release, Sweethearts, comes from 3 years later and was not only their own first full-length Technicolor musical, but MGM's as well. It's also by Victor Herbert, and it's dazzling to look at, with an amusing new script by Dorothy Parker and Alan Campbell, in which married Broadway stars are celebrating the 6th anniversary of their revival of Herbert's 1913 Sweethearts. The opening credits list, quote, immortal melodies by Victor Herbert, though I wouldn't call it one of his very top scores. The new DVDs also include 1940s radio versions of both Naughty Marietta and Sweethearts, and fascinating takes from the recording sessions for these films. They certainly make an appealing team. McDonald has tremendous vivacity and backbone. She was once nicknamed the Iron Butterfly. And though Eddie is a little stiff, he's actually not as stiff on screen as he is in my memory. Although they were married to others, a rumor persisted that they were really lovers, and another that they hated each other. On screen, they're quite convincing and endearing in both their fights and their musical lovemaking. They made 6 other films together, including Maytime, with a wrenching performance by John Barrymore, and Rosemarie, in which young James Stewart plays a bad guy, and Eddie and McDonald sing their most famous and most parodied duet, The Indian Love Call. I hope we don't have to wait too much longer for them all to be released.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches in the MFA program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed 2 new Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy DVDs available from Warner Archives.